Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What happens to us when we get saved? Did you know there's an amazing array of things that happen to us the moment we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Yeah, the first thing that happens, and I'm not putting this in order of time, and just this is a number of things that happen. If you listen all week, you'll hear some of these. Maybe we'll go next week and consider some more too, but the first thing we get is forgiveness of sins. Now, everybody ought to know that, but so few people actually live in the life of that. To know that all sins, all charges are dropped. Acts 13:38 to 39 says, "Be it known unto you," folks, there's something we've got to know. "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man Jesus, is preached unto you forgiveness of sins." And John's Gospel 3:18 says, "He that believeth on him," that's on Jesus, "is," listen to it, "not condemned." Oh, this is good. What an act of wonderful grace that the Lord Jesus died upon the cross, taking responsibility for your sins and my sins. And it's not a matter of you feeling that you're forgiven. Faith demands that we believe that we're forgiven, that we receive this forgiveness for our very own. It's a wonderful act of grace. God fully acquits us, gives us everlasting acquittal, and God says, he declares through his prophet Isaiah in chapter 38 and 17 that our sins, our wicked, horrible, wretched, black, vile sins, are put behind God's back. In other words, God doesn't see them anymore. Hey, listen, that's good news to me, that God no longer sees my sins. Not because I've tried so hard. It's because Jesus Christ has died upon the cross. That's how powerful that cross is. That it wipes out all our sins. Have you trusted that? Have you trusted in Jesus today? And listen, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. It says so. Psalms 103, verse 12. And again he says, "Their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Hebrews 10:17. Sins are not just forgiven, they are forgotten. God forgets about them. You know, the world says, hey, you're blessed if you've got lots of money. But God says, "Blessed is the man whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." Psalms 32, verses 1 to 2. Oh, this is good news. But have you embraced this news for yourself, that all your sins in Christ are forgiven? In Christ. You've got to get united to Christ. How do you do it? Do you get baptized? No. Do you join the church? No. You come to him with simple faith, ask him to save you and have mercy, and he'll save you, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. Miles loves to hear from you, and our address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or in Europe, P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.